The Department of Homeland Security is on track to run out of money at midnight tonight. The Senate plans to pass a bill to fully fund DHS with no strings, but the House will be voting today on a stopgap spending bill that would only fund the department for 3 weeks. House Republicans say that would give the two chambers more time to work out a long-term plan. But as NPR's Elsa Chang reports, Senate Democrats are not on board.
For a few days now, most Senate Republicans have come to terms with how this story would end. The Department of Homeland Security would be fully funded because, as Senator Mark Kirk of Illinois says, the burden of the majority is the burden of governing.
As a governing party, we got to fund DHS and say to the House, here's a straw so you can suck it up.
But the House isn't quite ready to suck it up. By Thursday evening, leaders had hatched a new plan to fund DHS for just 3 weeks so the two chambers could reconcile differences between a bill that sticks it to the president's executive action on immigration and one that doesn't. Here's House Republican Richard Nugent of Florida.
When you have two competing bills from both houses, the bicameral way to do it is by conference. And I think that gives us the ability to actually, you know, no one's going to get everything they want, but it is an ability to sit down and discuss those issues.
The Senate's Democratic leader, Harry Reid, says there is nothing to discuss.
It is a waste of time. We will not allow a conference to take place. It won't happen.
Senate Republicans have not yet said when or even if they'll vote on what the House passes. So today, the two chambers will open on two separate tracks with less than 24 hours to go. House Speaker John Boehner says, what do you expect? The two houses are inherently different bodies.
You know, the House by nature and by design is a hell of a lot more rambunctious place than the Senate.
But Democrats say it's hard to believe 3 weeks is going to make the House any less rambunctious or any more reasonable. Elsa Chang, NPR News, the Capitol.